this Wednesday night net. Your net control station this evening is N8 Feed JF, November 8, Victor, Juliet, Foxtrot. My name is Mark, and I'm located on the west side of Columbus. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County area's business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. However, to do the current pandemic, we have been having on-air meetings. The next on-air meeting will be held on Wednesday, September 16th, on this repeater, 147.06 megahertz at 7:30 p.m. Further information will be discussed on the net. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 hertz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations having either emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call N8VJF. I will now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County area's business and or announcements or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call N8FeedJF.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
Kilo Delta 8, India, India Bravo, Kevin.
Net acknowledges KA8RLC Cal and KD8IIB Kevin with announcements. Any other stations with announcements for this evening's net? I will now take check-ins using quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and Interstate 71. Please call in groups of 3 to 4 at a time. I will start with the northeast quadrant, stations north of I-70 and east of I-71. Please call N8FeedJF.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa, John.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee, Papa Bob.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. The name here is Daniel.
Net acknowledges KD8RTP, John. KD8SYP Bob and KD8OFT Daniel. Any other stations in the northeast quadrant?
November Alpha 8 Lima, Terry.
Good evening, Terry. Please confirm the call sign, November 8, Alpha Lima.
November Alpha 8 Lima, NA8L.
Thank you very much. Any other stations for the Northeast Quadrant, please call N8VJF. Moving to the Southeast Quadrant, stations south of I-70 and east of I-71, please call N8VJF.
Kilo, Delta 8, Sierra, Yankee, Tango, KD8, SYT, Lynn.
Kilo, Echo 8, Oscar, Oscar, Sierra, KE8OOS, Leo.
Kilo, Bravo 8, Yankee, Victor, India, KB8YVI, Phil.
Kilo, Bravo 8, Charlie, Mike, Whiskey. KB8CMW, Paul.
Net Technologies, KD8SYT, Lynn, KE8OOS, Leo, KB8YVI, Phil, and KB8CMW, Paul. Any other stations in the Southeast Quadrant? For stations south of I-70 and east of I-71. Onward to the southwest quadrant, stations south of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call N8VJF.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo, W8RWR, Bob.
Kilo, Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Kilo, Delta 8, Kilo, Sierra, India, KD8KSI, Holly.
Good evening to Bob, W8RWR, Denny, KD8WQY, and Holly, KD8KSI. Any other stations in the southwest quadrant?
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
Technologies, KD8HVX, Jim. Last call for stations south of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call N8VJF. Check-ins from the northwest quadrant, stations north of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call N8VJF.
Echo 8, Kilo Juliet X-Ray. That's KD8KJX.
This is Kilo Delta. Apologies, Kilo Echo number 8, Oscar Uniform Papa. That's Kilo Echo number 8, Oscar Uniform Papa, K-E-8-O-U-P, this is Parker.
Kilo Juliet 8 Alpha Mike, KG8AM, name is Kevin.
Whiskey 8 Romeo Victor, W8RV, Ken, Kilo Echo November.
Good evening to KE8KGX. I did not get your name. Could you repeat your name, please?
That is X-ray. My name is Dan.
Dan, you're a little bit broken with your call sign. Please try again one more time.
Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Juliet X-ray. Damn.
Thank you, Dan. Got it that time. KE8KJX. And that also acknowledges KE8OUP Parker, KJ8AM Kevin, and W8RV Ken. Any other stations in the northwest quadrant, please?
8 Sierra Echo Yankee, N8SEY Sharon.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey, Brian, KE8ANW.
Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, Marcel, AD8CM.
Kilo 8, Alpha Bravo X-ray, K8ABX, Andre.
Quack, quack.
Good evening to Sharon, N8SCY, Brian, KE8ANW, Marcel, 88CM, and Andre, K8ABX. A last call for stations in the northwest quadrant.
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, Frank K8OVP.
Kilo Delta 8, Kilo Charlie Golf, Brian.
That acknowledges K8OVP Frank and K8KCG Brian. Thank you for checking in this evening. At this time, I will take stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Please call N8VHAF. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County areas to participate.
Whiskey Bravo 8, November, November, Juliet. The name is Jim, Ross County.
Net acknowledges WB8NNJ, Jim. Thank you for checking in. Any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County? At this time, I will go back to those stations having FCARES announcements. I will now begin with Cal, KA8RLC. Go ahead.
Good evening, Mark. Good evening, Annette. This is K8ILC. Once again, not a whole lot to report at this point in upcoming events. Say we are still working towards the SET activity. On main activity will be on October 3rd and 4th, but there'll be stuff leading up to it and other activity going on. If you go out to ARES Connect and go to that event and register, you will see that there are a couple links that you'll get there for additional registration to get information on the event. So just go to Connect and then get the event for the 3rd and 4th. You'll get links to sign up there. And, Mark, when we come back to event activity or stuff, I'd like to talk about the full-scale exercise took place at John Glenn Airport today. This is K8RLC.
Thank you, Cal, and noted full-scale exercise report. Kevin, you are next on the agenda. Please go ahead, KD8IIB from N8CJF.
Thank you, Mark. My usual upcoming nets, etc. As Mark mentioned, next week will be our on-air / in-person meeting, and I'll take the net that week. September 23rd will be KD8ION Patrick. That will be a simplex net using 146.46. Once again, September 23rd will be a simplex net using 146.46. September 30th, N8YMT, J. I have openings that I'd like to fill for October 7th, October 21st, and October 28th. If anybody on the air tonight would like one of those nights, please call.
RLC.
Yeah, go ahead, Cal.
Well, September 21st should have been, October 21st should have been mine, so I'll go ahead and take it.
Okay, got you down for the 21st. Still got the 7th and the 14th and the 28th. Boy, that air is quiet tonight. Oh, well, we still got plenty of time to fill those. So with that, back to net. KD8IIB.
Thank you, Kevin. I can take either the 7th or the 14th if no one else volunteers.
The 14th will be our in-person on-air. The 7th or the 28th.
Okay, put me down for the 7th then.
Got you down. Back to net. KD8IIB.
Thank you, Kevin, for all your work in managing the nets. At this time, I will go back to those stations. At this time, I will go back to those stations with training-related information. Any stations on air with training-related information.
Nothing new that I know of, KD8RTP.
Thank you, John, for the update on training. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations which may have been missed earlier. Please call N8VJF. from Cal, KA8RLC, regarding the full-scale exercise at the John Glenn Airport. Please go ahead, Cal.
Hey, and thank you, Mark. This is KA8RLC. As I sort of said earlier, there was a full-scale exercise this morning taking place out at John Glenn. They had a plane that came in, simulated, of course, came in and landed on 28 right, and on landing came up the end of the runway and burst into flames and had brake problems and everything else. So they had that out there. They had the fire simulator out, so actually the fire departments and ARF got to put some water on it and put that out there, and there were all simulated casualties using mannequins and simulated transports. So pretty much standard thing, other than the fact that for the EOC operations, we did that also remote. Let me reset. And once used WebEOC, or WebEx, to set up the stuff and doing, and we were all able to log in from various locations around and doing. It actually worked quite well doing everything there. They had that camera from on top of one of the buildings on in that was actually able to show the scene, and we could watch that from where we were. And then we used another software product called Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O, and for logging all the activity and stuff there, and that worked out quite well also. And going through and looking at it or something, John, NAPVC, and myself both participated and were logged in and were comments and other stuff there, so it really worked out nice. It's the Trello is a substitute or like a competitive product to WebEOC or the HISN activity that we've been using at EMA for the COVID activity. So it's another nice tool that I think we're going to look into and might find useful for our use in the future. So something there. And just wanted to put everything out there. We did get for once, I actually received the Everbright alert when the alert 3 was issued. My phone went started buzzing and beeping and going crazy on me and giving me instructions to log in, so I was able to get in there. So everything worked out quite well today from our end. So with that, I'll give it back to you, Mark. This is KA8RLC.
Thank you, Cal, for your report on the full-scale exercise. Any questions or comments for Cal this evening? I'm not aware of any other events that were held this past week, although we did have some severe weather. Any comments on the severe weather that was possibly related to Aries? Are there any other stations having any additional business or discussion topics for this evening's net? Please call N8VJS. We'll take a final round of check-ins for the Franklin County Area's Wednesday Night Net. Please call N8VJS.
KWP.
K8OVP. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, after that weather, that bad spell of weather, I haven't heard the weather channel on the, was it 147.6655? I just checked. I don't hear it now. Maybe they had problems.
Frank, I did see a post on social media from Ed, Union County EC, that the 160.55 Columbus weather transmitter was down. They were had some sort of a communication link problem, either a phone line or internet problem to the transmitter. So I have not heard if it's back up yet. Apparently it is still down. There is a weather station down in Circleville, 162.500. I'm able to hear it fairly strong in Columbus, so that's definitely an alternate if the 162.55 is down. Any other stations with business? Any other stations with business or announcements for this evening's net? Check-in round. Any other stations wishing to check in to the Franklin County area's Wednesday night net, please call now.
Whiskey 8, Sierra Golf Mike, W8SGM, Mike.
Good evening, Mike. I've got you checked in, W8SGM. Reminder, if you have not already, please register in Aries Connect, or if already registered and needing to sign up for events, Wednesday night nets, or our in-person meetings, please do so at https://arrl.volunteerhub.com/LP/OH. This link is also available on our website, FranklinCountyOhioAries.org. With no further business or check-ins, I am now closing this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thank you to those who have brought announcements and bulletins, and thank you to those who have volunteered for public service events. This is N8VHAF, returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation at 2028. N8VHAF is now clear, 7-3.
And while you're counting, Mark, I got 28 minutes, so for everybody out there that'll be speaking of ARES Connect, that'll be 0.5 hours. We round up in the next 15 minutes, 0.5 hours to enter an ARES Connect. And I got 27 check-ins, 28 minutes.